This is the Steve Cochran Show.
How coming up on the right side. How over the line to his father. Son to father. Back into a score! Number 9, Father Howe. And number 5, Mark Howe. And the crowd appreciates that.
Well, I'll tell you what, Danny, so do I. It's just a pleasure to see this big guy out there. Look at the work he does here. Here's the backhand shot, and he had something on it, too. I think it may have deflected just in front of the net, and it beat Denny Herron cleanly, but Big Father Time still doing his thing out here, and they're going to give him a standing ovation here in the Montreal Forum.
Gordie Howe is the greatest of them all, the greatest of them all, yes, the greatest of them all. You can have your choice of all the rest. If you're a Howe fan, you've got the very best.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, is that who this is?
Floral Saskatchewan, story all began.
Gordie Howe, that goal you played, that's his last goal he scored in the National Hockey League. And he has a backhand from the left circle. It's like as hard as a slap shot. Tony Esposito joins us now. Gordie Howe died the other day at 88. Hey, Tony, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Just relaxing, we sort of got ended the season a little early this year. I hope it doesn't happen on that next year, that's for sure.
Dave has the odds for 2016-17. Dave, why don't you tell Tony Esposito who the favorite is?
So, Tony, the favorite for the Stanley Cup in 2017, according to Vegas, the Chicago Blackhawks at 6-1.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's very nice to hear. I think we'll have a bounce-back year. We played a lot of hockey recently, and it sort of set us back a little bit. And now the guys will regroup this summer, and we'll come up with a big effort.
So you get into the league, and Gordie Howe is, what, a 15, 20-year guy almost at that point.
Yeah.
Was he at the peak of his game when you got him, or was he slowing down a little bit?
Well, what happened was he was with the Detroit Red Wings, as you know.
Yep.
And he was still playing very well. I mean, he wasn't up to his, the quality he was at 34 or 33. He was about 38 or 39, and he was still, you noticed him out there, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
He was always a threat.
And did he have a particular go-to shot or something you had to look out for?
Well, the thing with him was he got the puck off. He had a quick release. And very accurate around the net, and he had a heavy shot.
Explain to fans what that means—a heavy shot.
Well, when he shoots it, it hurts you a little bit. It's like a pitcher that like Nolan Ryan style.
He can bring it.
He hurts. Yeah.
So, and you had to respect him because he was Gordie Howe. I heard your old teammate Bobby Hall talking about playing some of the best games of his career against Gordie Howe. Is it hard to rank guys from era to era? Like, can you compare Gordie Howe to Gretzky or to Bobby or any of those guys? Or they're just great because they were great in their time?
Well, I mean, the guy lasted 25 years, 20-some years. He had to bring something to the table, don't you think?
Amen to that.
Yeah, and he was a tremendous athlete. If he was playing today, he'd still be one of the top players today. The guy was big and strong, fast, had all the tools. And, it's a different, little bit of a different era, naturally, because everything has evolved. Every sport's the same, The guys get better and the game has become more not regimented, but more focused in the game plans and all these with the videos, and there's no secrets anymore. In other words, you go to play a team, and they know everything about you. They know how you come out of your end, how you carry the puck in, everything about you. So. Usually, you can't surprise anybody, so the best team usually wins.
26 seasons in the National Hockey League, 6 in the WHA, and a couple in the high minors. I mean, you're talking about 34 seasons of professional hockey? That's unbelievable.
That is amazing to be able to endure and last and stay healthy enough. You know, that was amazing. But he was a dedicated athlete, and he worked hard at it, and he was, his whole life was hockey, and he trained and stayed in shape.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you about, Tony, the longevity. I mean, he was his own era. Real, I mean, he spanned from the original six era to the expansion era, mm-hmm. the birth of the WHA. And I just wonder if we'll ever see a player, and obviously this is theoretical, but will we ever see a player play for that kind of length of time, given the demands of playing? Not that there weren't demands on Gordie Howe and you guys, obviously, but given the travel involved in the game today, involved in the money that guys
happen.
Are making.
Can't happen.
Will it ever happen again?
I don't think it will because, I mean, let's be realistic. The guys are bigger and stronger today, and they're faster. And the whole combination of things, and you just can't play at that level for, you know, guys last 10, 12 years, 14 years at the most. It's such a fast-paced game today, and like you say, you play 82 games. You're traveling all over the place, and it sort of wears you down.
Tony, though, you talk longevity and endurance, both with Gordie and you, and even the players of today. You know, literally, you get stitched up, you go back in, you play hurt, you play with broken bones. Do you ever laugh? I don't want to say laugh, but chuckle at maybe some of the other sports. I won't say which one's baseball. But a player maybe gets a hangnail or a blister, and then they're out for 15 days
whatnot.
No, the only thing that, like, there was a ball player just recently who said that he needed a day off because he was tired. You know, I don't think you want to say that to your coach when you're playing hockey, I'll tell you that.
How would that have gone if you told old Mr. Wirtz that?
Well, I don't think that would have worked. I don't feel like playing today.
Yeah, I'm a little tired. I need the day off.
You don't last too long doing same things like that.
Amen to that. Did Gordie Howe beat you a few times, or is he one of?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. But
I remember playing a game in Detroit against him, and I think it was about 69, and he scored a goal on me, and he came in and he shot the puck, and I stopped the puck, and he literally pushed me into the net, and they allowed the goal. I was furious. But that's how he was. He wanted to score so bad, he did anything. He pushed me in the net.
Well, and he fought his own fights, too, didn't he? He'd scrap if he needed to.
Oh, he was tough. Nobody horsed around with him, believe me. He didn't look for trouble. He never hurt anybody, you know. He wasn't a cheap shot or anything. He was physical, aggressive, and if you played with him, then you're going to get it back.
Sure, sure. But those are guys you respect. Memories of Gordie Howe from Tony Esposito. Go play some golf or something, but thanks for getting up for me.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
It's great talking to you, buddy. Hold the line. It's Tony Esposito. And by the way, that guy you just heard there, Gordie Howe used to shoot pucks at him.